Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. Let's talk a bit more about the big game last night, that epic Super Bowl clash in Arizona. The New England Patriots, of course, shocked the Seattle Seahawks in the final seconds of the game. Rookie cornerback Malcolm Butler intercepted a pass from Seattle quarterback Russell Wilson, giving the Patriots their fourth Super Bowl victory in 14 years. It was a game that surely goes down as one of the most exciting Super Bowls in recent memory. Among other things, it was a contest between the Northeast and the Pacific Northwest, home of Ross Reynolds, co-host of The Record on NPR member station KUOW in Seattle, who's with us now. Hi, Ross.
Hello, Anthony.
Listen, I'm not going to gloat because, as I mentioned when we talked last week, New England sports fans might be a bit full of themselves these days, but we've also had our share of epic losses and disappointments, so we know what it must be like for you today. So how do you sum up the mood among Seattle Seahawks fans today?
The Seattle Times headline had it all: deflated. There's a lot of pain and anguish here, but congratulations. Tom Brady was awesome. Often you speculate about the decisive play in a game, and no question yesterday it was Malcolm Butler's interception at the goal line. It was brilliant. Seattle bows to Boston.
It was a really exciting game, and it has to be said it could have gone either way. And I have to ask you the sort of final moment. Seattle had the ball in the 1 yard line with seconds left to go. Then instead of giving the ball to Marshawn Lynch, the Seahawks decided to throw a pass, and of course that led to that interception. Are Seattle fans questioning Pete Carroll's call?
Second-guessing it. Worst call ever. Pete Carroll, the coach, has taken responsibility. The offensive coordinator has taken responsibility. Russell Wilson has taken responsibility, so no one's evading that. It was just a crushingly bad idea to run a pass on that play when you had Marshawn Lynch who could just jump that line. They had three chances. They didn't take them.
Yeah, really, really curious. Well, Ross, as part of a friendly bet we made last week, we asked our Facebook fans and Twitter followers to let us know why Boston is better than Seattle, and you guys did the same at KUOW. What were some of the best comments that you heard out there?
Well, one of my favorite ones was, you don't have to shovel rain, which Bostonians may appreciate today. Also, snow-capped mountains in the distance when you can see them. That's just a lovely thing to be able to see. And another regarding the weather and your call letters, WBUR, brr.
Well, we use the hashtag snow is better than rain, but I wonder about that today as we're digging out of another storm. But here's a couple that I liked. No Boston, no America. And here are a couple of others. Everything that happens in Seattle happened in Boston 3 hours ago. And finally, this one. We have better weather. And that's saying something. Well, I don't know about that. But anyway, I know you have rain. We have a lot of snow.
Yeah. And now our station manager is going to be reading some of the reasons why Boston is better, actually on our show, The Record, today. So that's the how that loss of that bet between our managers.
Oh, yeah. And I guess we'll be hearing that a little bit later this week. And Ross, you and I placed a friendly wager, and I guess Radio Boston wins. Remind us what you're sending our way.
Well, our social media team posted a picture of me holding up our end of the bet. It was a case of Hilliard Brewery's 12th can beer. You know, the 12th man is a big Seattle thing, which regards the fans. And someone put the caption up, Anthony Brooks, this is as close as you'll get to the 12th can. I am eating those words today. You will be getting 12 cans.
Oh, well, that's very kind. I look forward to that. But seriously, Ross, no gloating. It was a great game. Could have gone either way. Thanks so much for being such a good sport and joining us today.
We'll agree on that. Hope to see you again next year.
All right. That's Ross Reynolds. He hosts KUOW's The Record in Seattle.